Hello, you guys, and welcome back to another episode of What's Stopping You. I'm your host, Kelsey Jones, and hope you guys are having a great week. Happy Wednesday. I'm actually recording this like pretty early in the morning on the Saturday before this goes live. I almost never record in the morning. It's usually like a midday afternoon affair, never at night. I think I've recorded one episode at night and I was just all over the place. My brain was not functioning. But today I just decided I wanted to get up and get after it and knock this podcast out to prepare for the upcoming week. I actually have a crazy busy week. This week, school started yesterday. If you're listening to this on Wednesday, my final semester of college, oh my gosh, started yesterday and I'm so excited to be almost done. I'm only in two classes this semester just because so close to being done, no point in taking more credits than I need to, don't need to waste the money, and also I have other things to do. So yeah, I definitely am excited to have a light course load, and I'm just excited for this semester to end. I know it's just started, but I think a lot of what I'm dealing with right now in my life is just the anticipation, oh my gosh, the anticipation of what's to come in the next few months, just with finding a job and moving to New York and all of these things. I'm just so looking forward to moving on and moving forward that, you know, I'm just like, finishing school seems so frivolous. It's just like annoying that it's a step that I have to take, but obviously, you know, we got to finish our degree. That's important. Education is important, you guys. But I wanted to go ahead and read a review that I got this past week on the podcast. It was so sweet. And if you guys ever write reviews, I'd love to read them on the podcast because I just want to say thank you, like out loud, because I'm so, so thankful for each and every one of you. So this past week, I got a review from someone named Elaine, I believe. If I butchered your name, I'm so sorry, but I believe it's Elaine. And she says, Kelsey carries a powerful mindset that far surpasses her years. Her podcast is full of endless wisdom, insight, and inspiration. I love listening. Thank you, Elaine. That was so sweet. And I love when you guys write reviews. And I read every single review. I read every single comment on my Instagram. I read every single DM. So if you guys ever want to share anything with me or review the podcast, like, know that I will read it and I am really, really grateful and thankful for it. So thank you, Elaine, and thank you to all of you guys listening and being back here today. Like I said, I hope you're having a great week. I can't believe we're already like more than halfway through January. That just is absolutely insane to me. But yeah, I think this episode is really actually great timing considering we're still in January. We're still, you know, maybe hopefully hanging on to those New Year's resolutions. I did not like create, like I said in the past few weeks, like I did not create specific New Year's resolutions, but I definitely have like goals that I'm working on this year. But yeah, I hope you guys are sticking to the resolutions or the goals that you have set. And I feel like this episode might help change your perspective on things and help keep you, you know, going and moving forward with those through the upcoming months and weeks and hopefully through the end of the year. I think this topic today, just talking about who is your best self and what does it mean to move towards your best self, I think that is something that has really shifted how I act and behave and who I become. This is kind of a concept that I learned, I would say 2019. That was like, I feel like I've said this in past podcasts like way long time ago, but this podcast obviously was born a year ago, January 2020. I can't believe that was a year ago. That's insane. But this podcast was born a year ago. And then the idea and like the seed in my brain for, you know, starting this whole journey towards becoming the better version of myself and like starting this podcast and sharing with you guys kind of really started, I would say, mid to late 2019 when I started listening to other podcasts. I would honestly say like around October 2019. I don't know why. I just feel like it was October, but that kind of concept started in 2019. So I can't believe it's already been like a year and a half of me establishing this mindset that I am going to try my best to live as the best and highest version of myself every single day. Obviously, I'm not perfect and we'll get into that, but yeah, I think it's just a really great way to shift the way that you think and help you stay on track with your goals and accountable to yourself. So that is what today's episode is about. Before we fully dive in, I want to give you this week's midweek motivation. And this is a quote that I actually saw when I was on a walk with my friend Bree. So Bree, if you're listening, hi, I love you. Yeah, we were hanging out working together and we were on a South Congress, which is an area in Austin where there's a lot of food and shopping and all of those things. And there's this like sign that was at a store that we were walking past and it said, "You're never too old to set a new goal or dream a new dream." And I was just really inspired by that. If you follow me on my personal Instagram, which is just at Kelsey Lynn Jones, always linked if you want to just hop over there. But I've actually posted it on my Instagram story. I might actually post it on the What's Stopping You Instagram whenever this episode goes up. But yeah, it just like really made me think after I read it. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like this is so good for this episode because no matter how old you are, no matter where you are in life, you're never too old to start making a change. You're never too old to figure out who you are and become the best version of yourself. So that is my midweek motivation for you guys. I hope that carries you through the rest of the week and kind of breeds a little bit of curiosity in your mind just about who you are and what you want and who you want to become. So that is what today's episode is all about, and we'll go ahead and get into it now. Okay, so just for reference, first I'm going to talk about kind of what is the higher self, or what does it mean when I talk about the best version of yourself? How do you define your own higher self? And then lastly, I'm going to talk about how do we make the shift towards our higher self. So that's kind of the structure of how I'm going to talk about things today. So hopefully that makes sense as we go along. But the first disclaimer, I guess, I want to make is that I personally use the words higher self, best self, and ideal self all interchangeably. So as I talk through this episode and any past episodes and any future episodes, I use all these words interchangeably. Now, depending on, you know, your beliefs or what you personally think, you might think that they are different. I honestly don't see them as any different, and I'll talk about why that is. But I also do want to say that there are different definitions for what the higher self is and what the best self is, depending on your belief system. So I personally do not think that this concept has anything to do with religion. It doesn't have to do with religion. Obviously, religion can be a component of it, but I don't use this in any way that like compromises religion or is not applicable to anybody of any religion. This is a very much just like a mindset thing, and it has nothing to do with religion. So I know like there's a lot of concepts about higher self with like new age practices and, you know, contemporary spirituality and things like that, but I personally just see this as like almost a psychology thing and like something that is just, you know, a thought level process and not something that has to be connected to any form of spirituality. So that's just kind of my disclaimer. That's how I'm going to talk about it. And I think that way it makes a lot of sense for everybody. So whether or not you're Christian, whether or not you are don't believe in anything, whether or not you don't know what you believe, this is completely, I would say, separate from that ideology. But if you want to incorporate your own ideologies into this, you know, I think it's all subjective. So this is just my opinion. This is just what I think. And based off the research that I've done and all of that, that is how I am getting all of this information. So those are my two disclaimers, that my best self, higher self, and ideal self are all the same, and that this is not a spiritual or religious practice in any way. So what is the higher self? So I like to think of my higher self as the best version of me and who I truly believe that I am at the core. And that it also is how you see yourself in ways that maybe other people don't see you. So, for example, at my core, I believe that I am a kind and generous person, and that I am a good listener, that I, you know, am a hard worker. All of these things that I believe about myself, these are components and characteristics of my higher self. So when I am operating at my 100% best, I am embodying all of these characteristics. And these are things that you think about yourself often that aren't always seen by other people, because you might not be outwardly acting in ways that other people can see these parts about you. For example, if you at your core believe you're a very generous person, but you never seem to donate to charity, or you never seem to, you know, go out of your way to help people in need, people might not see you as a generous person. People might not think that of you, but you think that of yourself. So I will say that this higher self, this best version of yourself, is completely internal and something that nobody will see until you make it external, until you act upon these things. And so then there's this concept of the ego, which comes from Freudian psychoanalytic theory. And I'm not going to go too far in depth into this, because it is a whole concept that is actually really interesting to understand and is kind of the basis for where this higher self, best self stuff comes from, but it is a little hard to understand. So if you want to look it up, just look up the Freudian theory of the id, ego, and superego. But I'm just going to use the concept of the ego in this podcast, just because, you know, it can be very confusing, especially if you, you know, haven't heard of this idea before. So basically, the contrast to your higher self is your ego, and your ego operates in reality and is reactive to whatever happens to us. So it is kind of like the outward display of what happens in our lives. So when your boss gets mad at you and you decide to get really, really upset about it, that is your ego. That it might not be how your best self wants to react, but that is however you end up reacting in whatever situation, that is your ego talking. And basically, simply put, is that there is this higher self, and then there is this actual self, which is your ego. So there's these two things that are constantly at war with each other. So there is the ego, which acts, you know, in ways that often are unconscious and come from, you know, ways that our brain was wired when we were children. You know, there's a lot of research and studies showing that the way that we operate in the world as adults is firmly like rooted in how we were raised and how our parents attached to us as children. So if you want to also look into attachment theory, I think that's really, really interesting. But yeah, your actual self is the way that you react and you behave based on a lot of unconscious and maybe subconscious. I don't know the difference between all the consciouses, so sorry, but it's basically like ways that you react without even thinking. And then there's also this higher self, which is, you know, the way that you would react if none of these bad things could happen to you and if you were fully in control of your current circumstances. So hopefully that makes sense. I didn't mean to just like blab on about that, but basically, if I can describe it in the most layman's terms possible, the higher self is who you want to be and kind of who at the core you believe you are, whereas your actual self is how you operate and live on a day-to-day basis. That is often in competition, or like there's like a tension, there's a gap. Like I said in last week's episode, there is a gap between this higher best version of yourself and your actual self and how you operate on a day-to-day basis. And by making that gap smaller, which is what we're about to talk about, you can reduce tension in your life and begin to live more ideally and live, you know, your dream and whatever you want to do in your life. So hopefully that made sense. Next, I'm going to talk about how do you define your own higher self. So obviously your higher self is completely personal. It is not anything that anybody can figure out for you. It is not something that is similar person to person. It usually is so unique and personal to each individual person. So it involves a lot of introspection in order to figure this out. And basically what you need to do in order to define your higher self is just start writing it down. And this is a concept I've talked about before from a podcast I listened to literally December 2019 from Manifest with Tori DeSimone. If you want to go look it up, you definitely should. It's the last episode of 2019 on her podcast. And this idea changed my life. Like, I am 100% serious that this idea completely changed my life and has grown me into the person that I am today. And basically, what you need to do is just to start thinking about what you want. If you're in an ideal world, if you know you weren't dealing with, you know, stresses of work and school and everything, how would you be living? You know, and it has to be realistic to an extent. You know, I'm not just going to say my higher self is living, you know, the dream in the Maldives and on boats every day and drinking $2,000 champagne and, you know, some crazy stuff like that. Like, obviously, yeah, that could be your dream, but it's also not necessarily realistic. And so I think by keeping it realistic, it is a lot easier to attain and a lot easier to maintain. So what you need to do is just start thinking about what you want in your life. Like, what does it look like on a day-to-day basis to live an ideal life? And one disclaimer that I will say that might help you as you go through this is that your best self changes over time. So you have to account for that. So you have to think about, what does your best self look like today at whatever age you are? What does your best self look like when you're 30? What does your best self look like when you're 40? What does your best self look like when you're 50? Or whatever arbitrary ages, you know, you want to do. But your best self 1000% changes as you get older or as you go through different phases of your life. Like right now, my ideal self is, you know, being independent and being, you know, really invested in my career and my friends and having fun. Those are like parts of my ideal self at the current moment, but those things might not be as important in, say, 10 years when I'll be 31 years old and maybe hopefully I'm married or have a kid, maybe something like that. Like, that is a part of my ideal self when I'm 30 that is not a part of my ideal self when I'm 21. You know, there is no way I want to be married with a kid when I'm 21. That is not to shame anybody that is, but that is just not for me, my personal dream. So going into how you can do this for yourself is Tori, again, in her episode, I feel like is going to do this such better justice than I can. But basically what you want to do is just to start thinking about, like, what does an ideal day look like, or what does your ideal life look like at the current moment? So I'll kind of use myself as a little bit of an example as we go through this, but just start to think about, like, if you were, you know, the best and ideal version of yourself, what are you doing? What are you wearing? Where are you living? Who are you living with? Who are your friends? What do your friends do? What's your career? Are you happy in your career? Are you in a relationship? Are you not in a relationship? Why are you not in a relationship? Or why are you in a relationship? What kind of person do you want to be in a relationship with? How old is that person? What does that person look like? What do you look like? What clothes are you wearing? What things are you doing? Are you into working out? What workout classes do you go to? How do you rest and treat yourself? What does your work-life balance look like? How much are you getting paid at work? Are you happy with how much you're getting paid? What is your work schedule like? Do you work in the morning? Do you work at night? Do you work for yourself? Do you work for a big company? Do you work for a small company? Do you have friends at work? Who are your friends at work and who are your friends outside of work? What do you do when you come home from work? How do you, you know, detox and decompress from work? Are you burning a candle? What candle are you burning? Are you reading a book? What kind of books are you reading? What does your bedroom look like? What does your apartment look like? Or do you even want to live in an apartment? Or are you living in a house? Or what is your living arrangement? What do you do for fun on the weekends? Do you go out with your friends? Or do you like to stay in more? Do you like to have wine nights? What kind of TV do you watch? Do you watch The Bachelor every week with your friends? Or do you, you know, binge watch crime shows? Or what is your goal in life? Like, what are you working towards at this point in your life? What are you dreaming of? What vacations do you want to go on? How do you spend your money? All of these things. These are all a bunch of questions, but you see how specific these are and things that you wouldn't necessarily ever just think of on your own. And that's why I think it's so important to go through this exercise of getting so dang specific with what you want from your life. Because I think the best part about going through this exercise, which we'll talk about as we move into how do I make the shift, is that a lot of these things are so attainable and things that you can start to change immediately. But before we get into that, I'm going to kind of just talk about like examples from my life just to make my best self known to y'all and also just make these answers to some of these questions a little bit more concrete. So for example, my best self is a morning person, and my current self, I try to be a morning person, but I still struggle to get out of bed in the morning. But my best self is up and at it early in the morning, getting a move on her day. And, you know, drinking her cup of coffee, working on herself in the morning, like journaling or reading a book or just having like some kind of moment where I can, you know, do a little bit of my own personal growth in the morning before just immediately diving into work. One of the things that I am not very good at, which is a part of my best self, is I am off my phone more. Not completely, because my best self does love social media. My best self does love, you know, doing this podcast and talking with my friends, and I'm very social. But my best self also wants to be better at not mindlessly scrolling, which is something, you know, my actual self in my day-to-day life and how I act is not very good at. Like, I could go down a rabbit hole of TikTok for hours, and that is in direct competition with what my higher self wants for myself. So that is difficult, but it is something that I have, you know, set forth the intention that I want to be better about being off my phone and reducing my screen time. Another thing about my higher self is that I am reading, which is something that I just recently got into. I've never been a reader. I really did not ever like reading growing up. Maybe when I was like a kid, but like in middle school, high school, like no. But my best self reads books and is a lifelong learner. My best self is exercising on a regular basis. My best self eats really healthy and eats in a way that I'm guilt-free if I want to have a treat, but I'm nourishing my body. And then also another thing is like my best self cares a lot about their career and their job, and that they're happy in their job, and that they feel fulfilled by their job, and all of that. So I think it's almost kind of interesting to talk about your higher self as almost another person, even though it is you. So it's kind of complicated because, yeah, you want to move towards this version of yourself that is your higher self, but that's actually already who you are. So it's kind of important to view it almost as a separate entity from yourself, and that you can over time shift into becoming that other person. Because you know that saying, like whenever you haven't seen somebody in a while and you're like, oh my gosh, it's like they're a whole new person. That's kind of the thing that we're going for here. We're going for shifting into, you know, a new, better version of ourselves that is different from who we are in actuality today. So how do we make these shifts? So the first way to make the shift is to know what the heck you're trying to do, which involves writing all of this down, writing down what your higher self looks like, because you can't make the shift until you know what you're shifting towards. So I think the first thing to do is once you write down what you want to be and who you want to become, you can begin to identify some really small things that you might not have realized are an important part of who the best version of yourself is. Like, for example, for me, one thing that I didn't realize that was such an important part of who my higher self is somebody who gets ready every day, somebody who doesn't just sit around in their pajamas all day and is just like, does their makeup or does my hair and gets ready for the day. And it doesn't even have to be that I'm going anywhere, but my best self is you know, treating myself to doing my makeup and my hair every morning and preparing for the day ahead of me. And that is such an easy change for you to incorporate in your day-to-day life. Like, you can just start all of a sudden just doing your makeup every day if that's what you want to do. Or if you, you know, my best self is a morning person, and right now I am working on getting out of bed at 7 a.m. every single day, which is very hard, but it is a goal that I can set that actually, in the grand scheme of things, is not that hard, and it is fully in my control. I think that's another great way to start with your higher self, is just understanding what is in 100% your control and what is not. Like, obviously, your job is not always 100% in your control, because a job is like a mutual agreement between you and a company. It's not, you know, you can't just like wish your way into a job, but waking up at 7 a.m. is fully in my control. Reading a book every month is fully in my control. And yeah, all of these things are fully in my control. So you can begin to set goals based on who your higher self is and what is fully in your control. And the next thing goes back to last week's episode, which I think is really, really important, is to interrupt your thoughts. So if you haven't listened to episode 42, where I talk about the one thing that changed my life, and I also talk about like my morning routine and how it really sets me up for success. My morning routine is actually completely a manifestation of what kind of activities my higher self is doing on a day-to-day basis. So if you think about what is your higher self doing every single day, just put all of those things in your morning routine and just look at how happy you become and look at how satisfied you are with life after doing it for a while. I think that's one thing that people don't realize, is once you start doing all of these little things in combination, it's not just one thing, but all of these little things in combination where you know that you are acting as if you are the best you that you possibly can be, you are just a lot happier in life. Like, I am so much happier having, you know, all of these morning and night routines and working out every day and getting up early and staying true to what I say I'm going to do and working hard and reading and exercising and all of these things that are part of my higher self. I am just so much happier and so much more aligned in my life because I am shifting my actual self and the things that I'm doing, aka my ego, my reactive mind, my reality. I am shifting that part of me closer and closer towards living out the truth of my higher self. So you want to learn how to interrupt your thoughts in order to make sure that they're aligning with what the best version of yourself would do. For example, like for me, whenever I get in the cycle of being like, I'm so tired, I can't do this, I am not capable, and like just thinking all of those toxic negative thoughts about yourself, you have to say, hold on, wait a minute. What would the best version of Kelsey do right now? Would the best version of Kelsey say, I'm too tired, I'm gonna skip the gym? Which in some cases, maybe that's the truth. Maybe your, I don't know, foot hurts so bad and you just can't make it to the gym and you're exhausted, and your best self would say, hey, I'm not feeling that great today, I'm not feeling up for a workout. My best self in this moment would give myself grace and rest. Then you should, you know, skip the gym, because you are, that is part of how your higher self would act. But if your higher self is telling you, and a lot of times it's your gut feeling telling you that, come on, you just need to stop being a baby, get your ass to the gym and keep it moving. Like, that is when you have to really, really suppress those desires and those instincts to give up and to believe the lies that you're saying about yourself. That's when you have to try so, so hard. And I'm not going to say this is easy. This takes a lot of discipline. I would say, in order to become your higher self, the one thing that you need more than anything is discipline. And yeah, you have to have that discipline to say, hey, I know that I'm tired. I know that I, you know, really don't want to do this right now, but the best version of Kelsey would, you know, not worry about that so much and would just go to the gym because I know I'll feel better after I do it, and I know that it's good for me, and I know that once I get there, I'll be fine, and I won't be tired, and I'll be pumped up, and I'll have awesome music in, and I'll just be killing it. And so yeah, that is the hard part of becoming your higher self, is that you have to, over time, you have to tell yourself to do things in order to align with your higher self, even if your ego doesn't want you to do them. And so you have to be able to interrupt those thoughts. And one thing that I always, always say to myself, I say this to myself every single day, is what would Kelsey do? Because I identify myself as my higher self. So I believe who Kelsey is at the core, like I said before, is this best version of myself. And whenever I act in ways or behave in ways that are out of alignment with my higher self, I don't view that as myself. That is not Kelsey. That is, you know, whoever is taking over my mind and causing me to act in ways that I don't want to. So it's also really, really nice to view yourself that way, just because it makes you so much more confident in who you are and who you're becoming. So yeah, I think I constantly say in my mind, what would Kelsey do? In every situation where I feel like I'm spiraling with negative thoughts, in every situation where I feel like I don't want to do something, even though I know that I should, I decide to interrupt those thoughts with saying, what would Kelsey do? What would the highest version of myself, which is Kelsey, what would I do? And that is just the easiest way to snap out of it and move towards the highest version of myself and do what is in alignment with my best self. And then the other thing that I will say is that you need to start making a concerted effort to remove things that don't align with your best self. So whether that be friends, which is really, really hard, but think about the fact that some of your friends, they might be dragging you down. They might be holding you back. They might be encouraging behavior that is not in alignment with who you want to be and who that best version of you is. So that's just like something for you to consider and like an audit for you to do in your own life, is just consider who you're spending your time with, and are they pushing you closer towards this best version of yourself, or are they holding you back? Are they enabling you to do things that you really don't want to do, that aren't your higher self, but once you hang out with them, you get stuck in this trap of like doing things that you don't want to do. And then also, you know, activities, thinking about, are you staying up way too late? Is that something that your higher self wants to do? For me, no. So I have to stop the activity of staying up way too late. And again, that takes a lot of discipline, and this takes a lot of time. I will say that all of this gets better with practice and time. And I've been doing this for like a year, and I am not perfect at it, but I've definitely gotten a lot better at it. So I would just say that you need to consider what in your life is currently in alignment with your higher self. You know, if you are, let's say you're working a retail job, but you want to be a singer, songwriter, whatever, why are you working a retail job in order to become a singer? If you just need it as a means to an end to get money so that you can support your lifestyle, or are you using that job as kind of a way to avoid pursuing your career because of singing, because you're afraid of what people will think of you? You know, it's just important to question everything. I think that is another number one way to get started with becoming your best self, is just question every single thing that you do and say, why am I doing this? Is this what I really, truly at my core want to be doing? Is this something that I feel like is part of the best version of myself? Or is this, you know, behavior or actions that are not and that are keeping me away from this best version of myself? So that begs the question then, like, how am I shifting into my best self? And for me personally, the way that I shift into my best self, again, always asking what would Kelsey do in any situation, but also just by being a constant learner. Like, that is something that I am doing always in order to shift into this best version of myself, is like, sometimes I want things in life and I just have no idea how to get there. For example, I'm currently searching for a job right now, and I'm not a professional at getting hired. I'm not a professional at getting a job. I've never gotten like a fully real job, you know, where I'm salaried and work a 9-to-5. So I know that I'm not good at that, but that is something that I want. So I have to go seek out that knowledge. I have to go ask people. I have to become a learner in order to figure these things out. So I think one of the biggest shifts that I'm currently making is just recognizing, where am I, you know, not fully capable of doing something because I just don't know how yet, and how can I go seek out information in order to get better and to better align myself with my best self. So that's something I'm currently doing, and just a way that I'm shifting into my best self. Another way, like I said before, is morning routine and night routine, and just sticking to it, making it a habit, and being diligent. I have, you know, so many really small goals. Like I said last week, like, my best self makes my bed every day. Do I know why? No, but for some reason, something inside me tells me that my best self makes my bed every day. So I put that into my morning routine, and that's something that I do every day. I look at my list of my morning routine every single day. It is physically written down. It is physically literally right next to me on my desk. And I make sure that I mentally, you know, check that off the list every single day. So those are some ways that I'm shifting into my best self. And so this week, as you go about your week, I just challenge you guys to kind of go through this exercise of uncovering who your higher self is. Because a lot of these things, you might realize that you didn't even know they were what you wanted. Like for me, I didn't know that I wanted to you know, have a candle collection and be constantly burning a candle. But there's something about it that is just so satisfying, and that I had no idea that it was something that would bring me a small amount of joy every day. Or I had no idea that I wanted to, you know, journal every day. That's something that I'm working on. And it's like, I don't know. It's a lot of them are like, a lot of this is like gut feelings. Like for some reason, I'm in my gut, I'm like, I should journal every day. And that is your higher self speaking to you. That is your best version of yourself saying, hey, this is something that you should be doing, and in order to align better with your higher self. And now that I journal more, I'm, you know, a lot happier. I'm definitely a lot more understanding of who I am and just like why I do things. And whenever I, you know, fall off the train of not journaling for a while, like over the holidays, like I really sucked at journaling, just because, you know, it was Christmas, and like I was wrapping up with work, and I got my wisdom teeth out, and just a lot was going on, and I stopped journaling, and I realized there's that, you know, little voice in the back of my head saying, come on, you got to get back to journaling, like, let's go. And then I start journaling again, and I just feel so much freer and so much happier and just so much better. So just listen to those gut feelings, listen to those little things in the back of your head, and really think about, you know, your motives behind everything. But also, yeah, just listen to them and see if there are really small ways you can begin to shift. Like maybe for me, it was buying some candles, spending $30 at TJ Maxx and buying some candles. And that immediately sparked a little bit of joy in my day-to-day life. Like I love, my day is just so much better whenever I log into work. The sun is rising. I can light my candle. I'm drinking my coffee, and I have a bunch of water next to me so that I can stay hydrated. And something about that whole environment and like ambiance I'm setting is just like so, it just feels so right, you know? You know that feeling of sometimes when just things just feel right and you don't know why it feels good, but it does? Like that is the vibe that I get every day when I go to work. And so then whenever I, you know, go to work, and I'm like happy and positive and excited to start my day, and I'm, you know, drinking my coffee and lit my candle, and I'm in a good mood, I just work a lot better. I'm a lot more productive. I'm less focused on, you know, maybe something somebody said to me that hurt my feelings but wasn't personal or whatever it is. So I know that was like a big ramble at the end. So sorry, you guys. But yeah, I hope this episode was helpful. I hope I didn't just butcher this explanation. I'm like really kind of scared to listen back to this episode and edit it because I feel like I just rambled for 40 minutes. But, you know, hopefully you understand that there is a version of yourself out there that you truly believe is who you are. And in order to be, you know, happier and become that better version of yourself, you have to take your ego and you have to align it. You have to force an alignment with your higher self. So If this was helpful, be sure to rate and review the podcast. And if you want me to read your podcast review, I will. So go ahead and give me a little rate and review in Apple Podcasts. And again, if you ever want to chat, if you ever want to just talk about something I talked about in this week's episode, like always DM me on at What's Stopping You Podcast or even my personal Instagram at Kelsey Lynn Jones. I'm always down to talk to you guys. I love speaking with you guys and helping you guys through whatever I can. So if you have any questions about this episode, because I know it is kind of a difficult to understand one, please ask. But follow the Instagrams, like I said, for more content. And I am excited for next week's episode. I actually have been super on a roll with all these podcasts and just coming up with so many ideas that I can't even crank out the content fast enough. So yeah, I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Make sure to remember that you're never too old to set a new goal or dream a new dream. You're never too old to figure out who your higher self is and align with it, and that you got this. I hope you have a great day, great week, like I've said so many times before, and I will see you guys next Wednesday. Bye, y'all.